Blog Talk Radio.
It's the Cornerman Radio. We back. It's part two of the best matchup fights in every weight class. Man, we had a great episode in part one, man. I appreciate Jesse Reagan and Boxing I came on. So definitely, man. So let's get into it. The best matchup in the super middleweight division of 168. What you got, Jesse Reagan?
In the super middleweight division?
Yes.
Well, should we give a recap of the last one? Nah, fuck it.
Nah. Just let's get into it.
Badu Jack versus Chavez Jr. Is the match I want to see. It was a match that was proposed and that never happened. Even though he gave a fight with James DeGale, I feel like Chavez could go punch for punch with him. So I got Chavez Jr. Boxing Eye?
We're getting a great fight, DeGale and Badu Jack. So that I think that's the one fight, you know, pretty much everybody's happy. It's the unification fight. WBC champ, Badu Jack versus the IBF champ. DeGale is going to be slightly favored because he can do a little bit more. Badu's heavy on that front foot. But a sleeper fight out there that ain't primed up and ready, but for me, a hardcore boxing fan, I would love to see two big super middleweights like Gilberto Ramirez versus the UK's Callum Smith. I thought long and hard.
You pulled a smooth one.
Yeah,
I did with Cotto and Cheryl.
Now you're trying to stop me.
Go ahead.
Callum Smith being 6'3", bro, and Gilberto looks just fucking huge in there too. He's close to 6'3". I think that's a fight down the line. I think we get in the fight we want. But Jesse, you said Badu Jack versus Chavez Jr. that lost a little steam. But I think if Badu Jack can get by DeGale, he deserves that money fight. He deserves that money that Chavez brings to the table. And that's a hell of a fight I would love to see too, man. So 168 is not the most stacked. So 168 isn't a deep division at all. Like the divisions we talked about prior, you know, Barzini's going to put it on YouTube. If everybody go check that out, all the divisions we talk about. But this division isn't that stacked. I'm curious to see what Barzini's favorite fight in this division. If he's going to throw a curveball or what. So what's good, bro?
My favorite fight of the 168, the best matchup, James DeGale versus Gilberto Ramirez, man. I know I'm pronouncing his first name wrong, but Ramirez versus DeGale, man. That is my number one fight. The WBO versus the IBF champion. You know what I mean? I think Ramirez and DeGale, Gilberto Ramirez and James DeGale is the best fight at 168. I don't know. DeGale been coming out, come forward fighting, not backing down. I know Ramirez is going to do just the same. That is going to be the best Mexican. If you want to say Mexican style, whatever, a person who's not going to back down, DeGale and Ramirez is a fight that is going
hell
to
yeah.
be. That's DeGale's just not the hell. That's a hell of a fight.
DeGale's not scared of nobody, bro. Nobody. DeGale will go anywhere. He's a road warrior. He'll go to Canada. He'll come to America. He's proved this. Politics, obviously, with Bob Arum, but I do like that fight. But DeGale is a fucking beast. We've seen he had problems with Porky Medina, though. So he definitely has to come out and redeem himself versus Badu Jack and get that ball rolling again. Because, yo, did you guys watch the – you guys had to have watched DeGale.
Well, hold on. Before we get into all that, can we do a prediction on Badu Jack versus Chavez Jr.?
Yeah, go ahead. You go ahead, start it off. Or you want me to say what I think?
I think Chavez Jr. beat him. Badu Jack is a great talent, trust me. But he lost to Groves, in my opinion.
No way.
Chavez. No.
He beat Gross. Nah, I had him beating Gross. He took
okay.
that at the end. But.
Okay, but Badu Jax, you know, and Chavez Jr. is underappreciated, in my opinion. So Chavez Jr. beats Badu Jack. And
whoa.
That's the fight that should have happened, but didn't.
That's a bold statement.
That's
I
a
like
bold
it.
Statement. I mean, Chavez Jr., you know, Chavez Jr., he went up to, he went too high up against Fofara. He showed some balls, though. You know, he finally got clipped. And
he almost knocked out Martinez.
He was all, yeah, he, well, Chavez is known for iron chin, coming forward. And eating shots, taking shots like that hole in the alley, man. Dude just takes shots. But straight up, yo, I want to see more Chavez at 168. I want to see how he fits in at 168. Where the fuck's he at right now? Does he have anything signed? I have no idea. But his come-forward style versus anybody is going to be exciting. And he's not going to usually, he's not going to win on points. He's going to break, he always has to break his opponent down and try to win that way. But hold up. Go ahead, Boris. Make that call in the fight. I'm gonna, I got one sec.
Badu Jack is going to win that fight. It's just such an easy fight for me. I think Chavez is done. He ain't getting no more wins. He's a noodle. That's a noodle right there. Jack is my number one super middleweight, you know what I mean? But I just, because I like him more than everybody. But to be honest with you, like, Jack wins that fight all the way.
Well, we'll see. Jack got clipped before coming out cold, and Chavez is going to come and bring it. Badu Jack likes to stand heavy on his front foot. So, to me, that would be interesting. It would almost be like a Sean Porter versus Kell Brook fight. I think it would be an ugly fight. If Badu Jack, if you could be bigger, if you're bigger than Chavez and physical with him, and you could stand your ground with him, you could easily beat him. And then Badu, it will be interesting because I'm sure Mayweather Sr. will be telling Badu Jack to.
Well, he doesn't train him.
I mean,
Edward Mustafa.
Yeah, Mustafa.
Muhammad Mustafa.
My bad, but
yeah.
Mayweather, Floyd's always there, too, to be in his ear. But, I mean, my point is this. Badu Jack, they'll be telling Badu Jack, whoever's in his corner, be physical with Chavez when he comes in. Clip him when he comes in, hold him a little bit, be physical with him, and then eventually, towards the later half, you're going to start walking him down. Because I want the body work. Chavez tries to get off body work. But I think Badu Jack will be getting off the cleaner body work, the cleaner straight rights, and be able to walk Chavez down. I think it'll be an ugly fight. But I lean towards Badu Jack slightly. But I mean, any fight with Chavez is going to be fun. It's basically what I say, what Jesse's saying, too. I got to agree.
Okay. Does everybody agree on the light heavy fight?
Light heavyweight fight. What's the best matchup in the light heavyweight fight?
We could all say, no, hold on. We could all say it on the count of three because we all know what we're thinking.
No, not everybody don't got the same favorite fight, I'm telling you.
No?
Nah. Well, what's your favorite light heavyweight fight?
Kovalev Ward.
Yeah, that's mine too.
That's not my favorite fight. A light heavyweight is Adonis Stevenson versus Sergey Kovalev, number one and number two in the division. Undisputed, that would be the undisputed champion. You know what I'm saying?
But we seen Adonis lose. I don't know.
But
that
he
fight
is
really
the champ. He is like he's the champ now. He's number two in the pound for. If you go
now,
in
I feel
any
like
pound
you just
want
to be different,
right
just
now,
to be different. But go ahead.
If you go to anybody's pound for pound ranking of the light heavyweight, number one will be either Adonis, or number two will be either Kovalev or Adonis. There's nobody higher than them right now. Ward just had one fight in light heavyweight, so people not going to put him at number one or number two. You know what I mean? So for right now, my best matchup is Kovalev and Adonis Stevenson. They got history. They got bad blood. It's just that fight has been sold to people for 3 years now. You know what I mean? You can't, you know, more people would see Ward and Kovalev because they're more star power, but Adonis and Kovalev is the fight that everybody would love to see at light heavyweight. You know what I mean? But
yeah. That's
my fight. You know what I mean? But let's get into does anybody want to go on the cruiserweight division?
Well, should we
do a
prediction first or no?
Yeah, let's.
We can go back later
after
we do the divisions. We could go back to that fight.
You guys just jumped to 170. You guys jumped to 175 too quick. But
how we jumped? So, we went from super middleweight to light heavyweight. That's the next division.
He wanted to do the prediction.
No, but I'm saying fight-wise, I mean, there's only three dudes. Kovalev, Ward, Stevenson. But Stevenson, he's in his own little area of, like, he's got Alvarez. He's not, I don't think, Beterbiev. Beterbiev is 10-0 with 10 knockouts. But then he had a setback from his injury, so he's got to get the ball rolling again. So you got almost Chad Dawson is getting a fight against Alvarez. That's crazy. If he wins that shit and becomes a mandatory for his old belt that Stevenson has, we could be talking about comeback of the year. So
yeah, but I don't see Stevenson losing to none of these guys till he fight Isla Ward or Kovalev.
You never met Stevenson's an old dude. He can get old overnight. I love Stevenson, man. He's a fun fighter. He's a fun fighter to watch. But, all right, I think we're getting the fight at 175, obviously. Or Kovalev, I mean, that is the fight of the – that is the fight everybody's looking forward to now that Thurman and Porter's over. So, I guess, all right, jump up to heavy.
Since we're talking about it, let's go to Andre Ward and Soldier Kovalev fight. Who y'all got winning that fight?
Kovalev.
I got Ward.
Now, what about you, Boxing Eye?
I see Ward. He's very – people underestimate his physical strength. So he's going to be able to tie up Kovalev. He's going to want to tie
Hold
up
on,
Kovalev.
Can I speak or no?
Go
well,
ahead.
Just gonna cut me off. Well, go ahead.
I'm sorry. I didn't mean to do that. Freaking Ward was a beast in the Super 6 Challenge. I think that's what Boxing Eye is talking about. And nobody thought he could lose and stuff. But Kovalev is a different kind of beast, in my opinion. He beat a Bernard Hopkins that Ward, and then Ward also has 2 years off. He beat a Ward that, was old. Hopkins, I'm sorry. He beat a Hopkins that was, old, but he could still destroy. And then he beat John Pascal, which, you say what you want about John Pascal, but he's a great fighter.
He's a tough fighter.
A great fighter.
Yeah, he's unorthodox. I like Pascal. I love Pascal. Oh, shit. But Pascal is coming up really from like 168. Kovalev's like a true light heavyweight beast.
Okay, so I'll cut you off. You get the same credit. Cut me off. Go
ahead.
I'm
leaning towards Ward because, number one, actually, they both are fighting. Kovalev is going to be fighting the tougher dude in Chalumba, Ward is fighting a guy named Alexander Brand that he needs to just take care, look good, and wipe him out. Look real good, look sharp, take him out, get that confidence rolling into the Kovalev fight. Kovalev has a little more difficult challenge, and Isaac Chalumbo, who we've seen give a lot of fighters tough fights. So, but the Ward, I'm going to go off of Ward's footwork, and people are going to underestimate his physical ability. Like I said, a guy as rough and tough as Kovalev is, you want to do the Kell Brook method, like Kell Brook did the Porter. Kovalev's going to be trying to come forward. He does like he does box, but Ward's going to have the speed advantage. And I think that Ward's going to try to – right away, Ward's game plan has to be, let's tie this motherfucker up and frustrate him for the first couple rounds. Then switch it up, adjust, let's move a little. Let's move around the ring a little. All right, now let me stand my ground back, see if I can catch this dude with clean shots, start backing Kovalev up. It's going to be, I think Ward mentally is going to win the chess match with the mental game against Kovalev. It's going to be the first time people are going to see Kovalev in there with a higher caliber, smarter. Well, you know, Hopkins was a smart fighter, but it was just Kovalev was just too powerful for him. The shots were just too much. It was amazing that Bernard made it 12 rounds. Ward's going to be popping Kovalev and then getting out the way or holding and doing a lot of frustrating things. And Kovalev, I can see Kovalev definitely getting like, what the fuck, losing his cool. It's going to depend. The referee is going to play a factor in that fight. It's going to be a high-level chess match, man, that and you don't want to play chess with I think Kovalev's chance against Ward is to run right through him. But Ward's physicality to stand there and smother Kovalev's punches. You can only smother someone's punches, really, if you're as physical as them. You know what I'm saying? You can move them around with your strength. So I'm leaning towards Ward. I'm looking to win some bets for that fight by picking Ward. And don't think the two-year layoff didn't hurt. The two-year layoff actually helps you out sometimes. Come back from fresher man. Muscles are all fresh. You know what I'm saying? 32, he's in his now he's starting to go on his second half prime. So, and Kovalev, I think, is a little older. So, I got Ward. Who you got, Berzine?
Right, see, this fight is already signed. It's November 19 on pay-per-view. My thing about this fight is that this is Ward's last fight on HBO. He did a 3-fight deal. His first fight was in March 26. His second fight is August 6. And his last fight on HBO is November 19. They forced Ward to kind of push them to go to light heavyweight because they didn't want the Triple G against SOG, because, you know, Ward would have won that fight. So they felt more confident in the second golden boy, Sergio Kovalev, to win that fight. Same thing, like, scenario as American wanted to fight the golden boy, Manny, but they felt more safer with Canelo, that Canelo will win the fight. So, same scenario. This is Ward's last fight. So, I see Ward being, he can outbox anybody. I all know that. But Kovalev is a monster. He hits hard. He doesn't let you go. He doesn't let you breathe. He can fight a 12 round and not get tired. He has one of the best trainers, John David Jackson. You know what I mean? He's going to show him about Ward. He's been in camp with Ward. He's going to know a few tricks with Ward and shit. The same token is, are they going to let Ward go out with a win after beating their golden boy Kovalev? Because he can
go on
Showtime.
Is who going to let him? Who are you talking about? Who?
Is HBO going to let Ward get a win off of that? Because this nigga, if Ward wins, he's gone to the sunset. HBO don't got no more money coming in the bank with Kovalev. So right now, if you think in the in their mind, like, am I going to give, even if Ward wins the fight, am I going to give Ward that the decision? That's,
who gives
that's
a fuck?
The thing.
Kovalev doesn't do shit. Kovalev isn't shit for HBO. They can't even put him on pay-per-view. He has no fan base. Nobody likes
him. But you got to understand, they only got three huge stars that signed to HBO. Most people are not signed to HBO. Well,
HBO doesn't give a fuck about Kovalev like that. The only guy they really care about is
they
Canelo.
They do care about dog. If Kovalev lose,
on a scale of 1 to 10,
if Kovalev lose, dog, why you think Kovalev and Triple G and Ward never happened?
No,
because they believe in Kovalev.
Ward won't bounce. If Ward beats Kovalev, HBO will say, hey, Ward, man, you're the American Olympic gold medal. You know, they'd rather give Ward the contract. They'd rather give Ward a big contract than give Kovalev money.
But that's not – Showtime is going to outbeat them. Showtime has the most money. They can out – that's why they never want – all right, if HBO don't care about Kovalev like you think it is, we would have seen Adonis and Kovalev happen. What was the reason why the fight didn't happen?
Nah, I'm not
because
saying they
HBO
I'm not saying they
didn't
want to
do
it,
business with Showtime. That's the thing. HBO is – Kovalev is signed. It's not much fighters that are signed to HBO. They do care about Kovalev.
I'm just telling you on a level. Of course they care about the
But there's
guy.
No
they
way
wanna,
Ward is
going to
stay
have...
on HBO because they already seen what HBO is trying to do to Ward. They're picking Kovalev to win. They think Kovalev is going to beat Ward. Why they want to force Ward to take the toughest challenge? Dog, it's
just how much,
evident.
Saying,
they don't
how,
want Ward to win.
How much superstardom does Kovalev get by beating Ward? There's nobody else out there. HBO can't. HBO wouldn't even.
But that's the thing. At least they still got a golden boy. If Kovalev lose interest. That Adonis Stevenson fight is not going to come back to play again.
I'm just saying.
Now
Adonis
can say. Fuck it. We really don't have to fight you.
Listen, Kovalev is nowhere near. Their scale is Canelo, then Golovkin, and then Kovalev. And Kovalev
is a
ball.
But you're not getting what I'm trying to say.
No, but I'm saying.
They
I'm
do
saying,
not
I'm
like
no.
Ward.
Hold on.
Jesse, can you? No, we're not going to. This is a good debate. Would you agree with me, though, that Kovalev is a far from where HBO cares about Canelo and Golovkin, and then this guy Kovalev
is way bigger stars. We know that. But listen.
On to the next one. We still have two more categories to go. On to the next one.
My reason why I can't pick a winner. Because I don't know if HBO is willing to give
We still have two divisions to go. Can we do them?
I'm not doing cruiserweight.
I want cruiserweight.
Then you do cruiserweight. All right,
go ahead, Jesse. Go ahead. Go ahead.
BJ Flores versus Marco Huck, my boy BJ.
Exactly. Marco Huck sweeps him.
Good night, BJ.
BJ
about
to get
all right.
That
well, maybe. But how many fights did BJ lose?
Man, BJ's old as fuck, man. Didn't he just lose to fucking the dude who came up from 175? The Russian
did
dude.
Did you see the match? The PBC match? Did you see the match?
He actually won that fight. Marco Huck lose to the Russian. Why don't you say the Polish guy rematches Marco Huck? Because that was the fight of the year. That Polish dude versus, I don't know, did Steve Cunningham just lose? to that other guy, I mean, there's a few fights at cruiserweight that the PBC's putting on that look decent, but nothing that got me, nothing that got my, like, soup, my attention like that. But PJ Flores lost to Shumanoff. That's what it was. Shumanoff got knocked out by fucking Kovalev. If Kovalev
okay, now you're doing box rec. Now you're doing box rec.
No, I'm not doing box rec. I've seen those fights. I'm on my phone. My phone is in my pocket. I'm standing up cleaning my house right now. I'm not Babe Boot Shumanoff. I'm not doing box rec. I've seen all those fights.
He didn't deserve to win against Shumanoff.
Hold up. You're talking that Shumanoff and BJ Flores was a close fight. It was a close fight. I'm not going to say I wanted BJ Flores to win that fight because on this show I predicted, you can go back to the archive, I predicted Flores to win that fight. The Shumanoff was coming up, and I don't like Shumanoff. He tries to be slick, move around the ring. Nah, I thought Flores was going to get him, but Flores, towards the end of that fight, then it closed the fight. And this dude sneaked it out. But
okay,
I run that Marco Huck and that dude, the Polish dude, where they traded, exchanged knockdowns, and he's not even
half as good as BJ is.
What? Glowacki? That's his name, Glowacki. Glowacki's a beast, man. Glowacki took them shots.
All right, now you're not looking at the internet. Now you're not looking at
box rec, bro. Look at me. I'm over here. I'm squeezing water bottles in my hands. I'm not looking at box rec, bro. I just remember these things. Because last year, one of my favorite fights of the year last year on PBC was Glowacki Huck. So that fight's always going to be engraved in my head for at least the next few years until I forget about it.
So,
there's any more comment
y'all want to say about cruiserweight?
Yeah, they fucking suck.
No, BJ Flores. No, BJ. Hold on. BJ Flores, Eddie Chambers. Cruiserweight is under a state of.
Eddie Chambers
under,
is going to cruiserweight?
He was a cruiserweight. That's where he started from.
Yeah, but come on, dude.
I thought you were the boxing eye.
Eddie Chambers is mad old, bro. Why are we even talking about him? I am the boxing eye. What are you talking about? Eddie Chambers can be served up as food to a heavyweight, not a cruiserweight.
He's a heavyweight now. Jesse,
so wait, because when he went up from cruiserweight to Klitschko.
But that's what I'm saying. He's not a
Eddie
you can't
Chambers,
put him in a column that he's not in a division.
And Bernard Hopkins was on that division. You can't act like that division. You can't act like the cruiserweight division is not nothing, bro. Facts, bro. Bernard Hopkins was a cruiserweight at one point.
Bernard Hopkins never fought at cruiserweight.
No,
yes, he did.
Steve Cunningham, and I'm not looking at box rec. I'm just the thing's coming back to me. Steve Cunningham fought. Who did he fight? Don't get me wrong. Don't quote me because I'm not looking. Did he fight Glowacki? And he lost. Steve Cunningham, because we were interested in that fight. Cunningham came back down to cruiserweight, former world champion at cruiserweight, and he just lost to Glowacki. Glowacki is the hot fighter at cruiserweight. Glowacki and Huck need to run that back. That's the fight at cruiserweight.
And Dominic was a cruiserweight fighter.
Oh, he's done, man. He got knocked out by Marina in Poland.
I'm just saying,
we keep skipping to the column that a different fight. There's... All we're talking about is the best fight at each weight class. We shouldn't be talking about other fights, what fights should have won. It's the best competition at each weight class. So if anybody else got something to say about the best fight at cruiserweight, here's your chance so we can move on to heavyweight. Boxing Eye? Jesse Regan?
Nah,
nothing. All right, so the heavyweight. What's the best fight in heavyweight fight and matchup? Y'all think it is? Go ahead, Jesse.
Fury versus Wilder.
Great fight. Boxing Out. What's your favorite fight? Best fight matchup in heavyweight.
I want to see Anthony Joshua versus David Haye, or I still want to see Wilder for Becken for now. And then eventually I want to see Wilder and Joshua.
But you got to
hold on.
One,
this is this
bro.
Not
you
a three. This
one.
Not a three part question. This is not.
Yeah.
This is not.
Pick your best matchup, bro. What's your best number one matchup you want to see in heavyweight right now?
I got him rattled already. He's rattled.
damn. Heavyweight. Oh man. I want to see. Shit, man. All these dudes are tied up right now. So, I guess I want to see. Man, I want to see Wilder versus anybody that's good, man.
Wilder versus
Wilder,
Fury.
Wilder,
you agree? Wilder, Fury?
Yeah, but when. Yeah, Wilder, Fury, but I got to wait. It's just, I hate
hey, yo,
it
yo, hold on, hold on, hold on, buddy. Hold on. Let me explain to the fans what happened. I just got boxed and I rattled.
Nah, you did it.
Yeah,
you
just
did
got
it.
Him
my
rattled.
Wife,
I just got him rattled on air.
my wife just got home. That's what really happened. So
my best heavyweight fight is.
Yeah, we got chocolate on the floor. On my best.
Is Deontay Wilder and Anthony Joshua. That's
horrible
my best
fight.
Heavyweight fight.
Horrible fight.
How is that a horrible fight? They're not going to, first of all, we're not going to see them clinch. Second of all,
Deontay's going to fight six rounds.
Until somebody gets knocked out.
Deontay's going to beat him in like six rounds.
And Joshua?
Yeah.
Dog, you bugging, bro. Six rounds? I don't know, bro. I don't know. He just beat. Matter of fact, Joshua has the better resume than Deontay Wilder. If you look at it right now.
All
right.
Everybody hate.
I don't know about that.
But this is what I hate about boxing fans. I really do. Is saying, the better resume. Just look over who has the better skill level.
A better amateur career than Wilder.
Fuck amateurs. They wear headpieces, bro. Who? Like it's
dog. You said Fury. Fury got knocked down by Steve Cullingham. Any person
and Fury still has an undefeated record. And he still
any
has
person,
an undefeated record.
Any person with a knockout ratio like Luis Ortiz, Joshua Wilder knocks out Fury.
Or Ortiz is a beast. Ortiz is a beast.
Nah.
Ortiz versus Fury
might. It shows me more when you can get up off the mat. But you guys battle it out on this one.
Ortiz versus Fury might be a problem. Because Ortiz is a beast. I'm going to give him that. But when you put Ortiz versus Vladimir Klitschko, when Vladimir, like, sometimes I feel like I'm too smart for the sport that I understand. Like, I swear to God, I really do. Because when it's 4-1 odds, I feel like, oh, shit, I'm a dummy because I'm picking Klitschko. But at the same time, I know Klitschko only uses his jab. How can he do that on somebody big, taller than him? And then, sure enough, that point came true.
Okay.
I feel like I'm fucking retarded sometimes.
To me, Fury, I don't think he's the best. He gained mad weight after he won the heavyweight title. He already backed out on the July 9th fight. You know what I mean? We don't know. Fury might lose in the rematch with Klitschko. Because
I'm talking about the first match. Sometimes I second guess myself.
You said Fury and Wilder is the best matchup, right? Right? And I'm telling you why Fury is not the number one guy or number two guy.
Fury will run circles around Wilder. Fury will run circles against Wilder.
Yeah, right, dog. He's going to get knocked out.
They're never
going to
fight
because
Wilder's scared.
Wilder's scared.
How is Wilder scared? Wilder's willing to fight anybody. Anybody. Fury doesn't
everybody.
Want to take
that's
the fight
he,
right now.
That's why he chooses a 500-pound Chris Arreola.
Dog, he did not choose Chris Arreola. There was nobody
left.
Oh, my
God. All right. Yo, Boxing Night, please help me out on this one.
Dog, it's nobody
I
left.
I think you're doing a great job. Hold on. I'm listening, man, but I gotta go on hold. But I think you guys, I think Jesse was funny, man. He just said, why is he fighting Arreola? Like, you guys both bringing up good points. The back and forth.
But all I'm saying
right
is, Fury doesn't hold any weight to a knockout person. Wilder would knock him out. Hands down. I bet you
Ooh.
Any money. I bet you how
he would knock Fury out. He would knock Fury out.
Of course. Dog, you don't even
Bro,
understand
begging,
how much you weigh.
You can't beg me money. But you can't bet me any money if you're begging me for $25 every week.
How
when
am I begging you for $25, Jesse? How am I begging you? You're supposed to pay me. You're supposed to pay me. You betted me. If it was
what was the bet? What was the bet? What was the bet? What was the bet? Let's do the bet. Let's do the bet.
If my stepdaddy bet me $300 and he don't give me my $300, I will fuck him up.
And then I lost Kotoka. And then
I
lost. I
don't care about the $25. I want you to pay me my
bet. No, hold on.
How is me begging for $25?
Let me talk for a second.
Pay me what you owe me, nigga. Fuck out
now,
of here.
Now you're talking over me.
Begging for $25. That's me calling you, Jesse. Yo, Jesse, can you give me $25? I don't have any money. No, I'm saying pay me my $25.
Yo,
fuck out of here. Don't tell
hold
me
on,
I'm begging like I'm some fucking peasant in the street, like I'm some homeless bum on the street. Fuck out of here.
Well,
don't
play
me on the radio.
That's what you're acting
watch
like.
Watch your mouth, dog.
Like,
your mouth,
like,
nigga.
When we bet,
for $25, bro. Ain't nobody begging you. You owe me money. That's the difference. You owe
when
me.
When we bet for Cole,
you
Canelo,
betted
right?
me some money.
Hold on.
Let me speak. So I don't want to hear that shit. You lost the bet. Take it like a man, and I'm paying
you my
lose. Money.
I didn't lose. I never
you
lose.
You lost. You lost, nigga.
Yo,
is Triple G fighting Canelo this year? No.
We don't know that. All
right, Jesse. You just saying that because you don't got the $25 right now. That's what it is. Just say the truth. You want to bring up shit about me begging for $25? Say the truth. You don't have $25. So how am I begging, nigga? The fuck out of here, man. Get the fuck out of here with that bullshit.
Facts. When I send you 50, when I lose a bet, yo, Boxing Eye, listen to this. Yo, Boxing Eye, you there?
Dog.
He probably hung up.
Jesse. Don't say niggas is begging for $25. I've never begged a friend for a dollar. Never. I'm not begging you for no $25. Let's get it clear. You lost a bet. Just pay it up. That's it. Don't say I'm begging you.
Hold on, let's let Boxing Eye be the judge. Is it there?
I don't care what Boxing Eye is the judge. It's something you lost. You lost fair and square. Just take
it
like a man, dog. How old are you, Jesse?
I'm 32. How did I lose the bet? What was the bet?
Canelo wasn't going to fight Triple G this year. That was the bet, Jesse.
Okay,
I have until
December, right?
He said he's not facing Triple G till September 2017.
Okay, so they could say
it's
something,
Twitter.
and then
it's on every boxing news, dog. What the fuck are you thinking? Are you bugging? Can you read? Are you deaf? Are you not seeing what's going on? Are you blind?
Okay, and then you say
yeah,
that.
So what
that
the fuck
Freddie
you
Roach,
talking about, Jesse? You talking
and,
about
and then
a bet
you say
that
Freddie Roach,
this nigga
and then,
said, point blank, period. I'm
and,
not
and
fighting
then
Triple
you say,
G this year.
And then
Point
you
blank.
Say Freddie Roach.
His promoter
and then
said
you
it.
Say
Tom Loeffner said it.
And then
it's
you
not
say
going
Freddie
down.
Roach. And then and
it's
then
not
didn't
going
you
down.
Say Freddie Roach? And then didn't you say Freddie Roach that he was going to face Canelo in September? And you were so sure about
but,
that?
But I was wrong
yeah,
about
but,
that.
But you were reading me quotes about Freddie Roach. So, yeah, you
but,
were wrong about that,
but,
and you could be wrong about
official.
This.
Freddie Roach is not a promoter. He's not a promoter. He's not the fighter. Only the fighter and the promoter makes an agreement on the fight. Freddie Roach is a trainer. He trains and helps a fighter to go in the ring to win. What are you talking about, Jesse? You're bringing up fucking uncommon fucking points. All I said was Triple G and Canelo both agreed they're not fighting each other till next year in the fall. That's the fuck? Are you, that's what I'm trying to understand. Are you not reading? You just don't want to pay me $25. Yo, I made. Yo, you said I backed down from a $50 bet, right? But I made it so easy for the both of us to pay up. So don't make it coming like I'm begging for money. You just can't
no,
pay $25 right now. You just can't do it right now. I made it so cheap for us
to
even
afford. And that's what I told you. I told you I can't do it.
That's what I'm saying. So don't act like I'm begging you for $25. Don't act like I'm begging you for $25.
But you are.
But you wildin', my nigga. You wildin'. You wildin' out, my nigga. You wild out. You need to watch what you say, bro. You need to watch what you say. Nobody begging you for no money. You lost fair and square and pay up. Ante up, nigga.
Nobody to the end of the year. Wasn't
you lost.
The end of-
All right, Jesse, yo. You just don't got the money, and that's what it is. You just don't want to pay me. That's why
when I send you $50 at the end of a Coto Salido, I even wonder.
Yo, what if it was $50, bro? You couldn't even pay that. You can't pay $25. That's sad, my nigga. That's sad.
No, it's not sad. It's not that I'm walking to the fucking ATM. Every day on
sad,
Western
bro. Union. It's sad, bro. And you trying to justify for you not giving me my $25 that the fight is going to happen. Yeah, right, nigga. And they all said, everybody in the world said they're not fighting this year. What the fuck? Even the fighters said it. What the fuck?
Yo, Jesse,
you just speaking nothing but baloney, dog. You sound like a noodle. You sound like a noodle, fucking yo, Jesse. You sound like
yo,
a noodle.
Boxing,
please do not.
You a noodle, bro. You a fucking noodle.
You're getting too deep into this 25 principle. This principle.
Yeah,
that.
Dog.
You
he come talk about I'm begging him for money. Nigga, I ain't sucking dick for no money, dog. Fuck out of here.
Bro, you sound like
you
wildin',
nigga.
Say, even
yo,
me and Boxing, I talked
you
about
for
you
no
and
money,
and Boxing.
Yo, Jesse, pay me my money and stop talking your bullshit.
Pay you your money. Get the fuck out of here. The money is not here.
Fuck out of here. Pay me my
money. What are you talking about? What the fuck are you talking about?
Nigga. The fuck?
You keep talking about me. Hold on.
Jesse,
yeah, we're going to have a conversation
money,
after this. We're going to have a conversation after this, please.
Pay me my money. That's all I want to hear. Pay me my money and stop talking
yeah,
bullshit.
You get 25 and get
shit.
Get the fuck out
all
of your life.
All you doing is talking shit. You talking shit. All you doing is talking shit, nigga. Fuck out of here.
You get $25.
You sound stupid, nigga.
You are.
Sound stupid, nigga.
Hey, I'm the
best,
not even. Who's the stupidest of the
ass nigga? Geeky ass nigga. You dumb as fuck, man. Fuck out here talking about begging you for money. Fuck out here. Who's you, nigga? to beg you for money. Get the fuck out of here, Jesse. Yo, I'm done arguing with this clown.
You want to go cry now?